A prophetic word from Jesus. Creative, causative, prophetic, instructional, part 53. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. At that time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children, yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The words of Jesus, Matthew 11:25 30. We see, in the earlier verses of this chapter 11, that Jesus has given tribute to John for his faithful and obedient work, and he answers John's questions about him, Jesus, being the anticipated Messiah. Jesus then gives John's disciples evidence of his own divinity, and warns the gathering crowds, and all future potential followers, of the dangers of misunderstanding his intentions and the consequences of unbelief. He continues by warning of the coming day of judgment. Reader, please do not miss the significance of the context of these remarks. The tribulation period, the days of distress is beginning, and as we will see, the various sealed judgments will begin to overlap and intensify. Then, with the breaking of the six less than sub-th/sub tribulation seal, the final 7 years of the great and terrible day of the Lord will begin. Also known as Daniel's 70 less than sub-th/sub week or the great tribulation period. Jesus, now praying to his Father, is thanking him of hiding the great oracles of God and the prophetic truth about his, Jesus, identity, about his plan and purpose and the fate of the heavens and the earth. The wise and understanding, those from whom these things are hidden, are the teachers and leaders of Israel, Jews, such as the Sanhedrin, the scribes and the Pharisees. These are the ones who have seated themselves in the chair of Moses. They tell you what to do according to scriptures but do not comply, themselves. These are the ones who tie up heavy burdens and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as their finger. And they do all their deeds to be noticed by other people. See Matthew 23. Notice that the spirit of these who consider themselves as the wise and understanding is still among us today. Still exalting themselves, still dressing in their robes, broadening their phylacteries, calling themselves rabbi, teacher, father and leader. Jesus issues 8 woes to those who believe and act like them. Be warned, all who hear these words. Jesus then thanks his Father that he has revealed these things to little children, meaning like an infant, a minor, figuratively, a simple-minded person, an immature Christian. Someone who believes and follows Jesus with a simple, abiding faith and obedience. One who is not encumbered by traditions, customs, rituals and the teaching of men. Jesus warns, that unless you change and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven, see Matthew 18:3. Jesus now makes the most astounding of all claims to his divinity, sovereignty and his authority, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Jesus continues by telling us that those who come to him, will find that his authority and sovereignty will bring them rest for their souls. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It is those who are humble in heart, those who submit themselves wholly to Jesus, his ways and his teachings, who find rest. And, as odd as it may seem, it is these same gentle sheep of the great shepherd who gird themselves with the full armor of God, having become strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, be able to resist the evil in that day, extinguishing the flaming arrows of the evil one. And with every prayer as an ambassador of Christ, making known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. And one day, you will join in the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, following him on white horses, as he strikes down the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. See Revelation 19. Your calling is great. Your future is royal. Let's embrace all he has prepared for us and join him in what he is already doing. Your brother and friend. Mike Young. Previous, a prophetic word from Jesus, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you, part 52. Next, coming soon. A prophetic word from Jesus, it will all be torn down, part 54. Please bookmark this page or subscribe for future episodes.